Greetings, kind viewers, and welcome to today's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring Animal Play Sanctuary and Education Center, a nonprofit shelter for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals in Vacaville, California, USA. The facility was founded in 1989 by vegans Kim Sterla and Dr. Nedim Bouyouk Missi, who at the time was a veterinary science professor at the University of California, Davis, USA. Animal Place is a safe haven providing lifetime care for over 300 cows, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens, rabbits, and turkeys. Some were saved from cruel factory farms and animal research facilities, while others came from local animal shelters that were unable to place them in homes. Surrounded by forests, hills, and a small lake, the residents of Animal Place enjoy freedom, peace, and love on the 25-hectare sanctuary, and also serve as goodwill ambassadors for their species, helping visitors to better understand the horrendous lives of farmed animals and why they should always be treated with care and respect. Ms. Kim Sterla, Executive Director of Animal Place, and an animal advocate for over 30 years, wrote a landmark U.S. law that safeguards the rights of pre-university students unwilling to dissect animals as part of their coursework. Now let's join Mrs. Sterla at Animal Place to learn more about the sanctuary's noble work.
We work closely with humane societies and animal control agencies when they do cruelty impounds. We will take those animals. They come from slaughterhouses. They come from auction yards. They come from factory farms. We've been able to go into factory farms and rescue a couple of thousand egg-laying birds at a time. They've come from research laboratories. They really just come from all over.
One of the few such facilities in the United States, Animal Place, is run by a group of passionate animal advocates dedicated to bettering the lives of our fellow beings.
It started just actually 20 years ago this year. We're having our 20th birthday right now. Well, the first 10 years, it was really just a couple of us, myself and the other co-founder, and we just did it all out of pocket because we were both working full-time and did all the work ourselves. And then slowly, we built up the organization.
Kim next shares with us an unforgettable experience that motivated her to start Animal Place.
I used to run a humane society and an animal control agency where it's primarily dogs and cats that we're taking in. And at that point, we got in a pig. We named her Zelda, and she was this little piglet that one of our officers picked up. She was a stray. And I'll never forget the day he brought her into our shelter, and she was screaming madly. And this is before Animal Place, before I co-founded Animal Place. And we all gathered around Zelda, and she was unique. And we all kind of took our lunch breaks and would share our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with Zelda. And then our adoption staff tried like mad to try to find a home for her. At that point, the shelter, before I became the director of it, was serving meat at their fundraising events. And that month, we had a big event trying to raise funds to expand our dog kennels, and they served ham. That schizophrenic attitude we have of animals that, you know, dogs we pet, cats we pet and take care of, and pigs and other animals we eat. Zelda, however, came into the Humane Society as a rescue, so she had value. But the other animals that they were buying at the supermarket to have at the event did not. And it was a very apparent to me over 20 years ago that we needed to do some very serious outreach to people about farmed animals, that they're sentient beings, and they deserve equal protection to companion animals.
When we return, we'll continue our talk with Kim Sterla, co-founder and executive director of Animal Place in Vacaville, California, USA. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Thank you.
message I want people to walk away from after visiting Animal Place is very simply just respect for life, respect for all life, be it the birds that are singing in the background here, one another, pigs, chickens, their companion animals, basically all life forms.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. We are visiting Animal Place Sanctuary and Education Center, a nonprofit shelter that houses over 300 abused, neglected, and abandoned farm animals in Vacaville, California, USA. The sanctuary's vegan co-founder and executive director, Kim Sterla, will now introduce to us some of its lovely residents.
This is Patty. Patty's 6 years old, and she actually came from a petting zoo. Those horrible places where they get little animals from the factory farms, and then when they get to be too old to keep, which is usually at about 6 months of age, which would be the typical age pigs would be slaughtered for food, then they give them back to the producer. Somebody saw Patty, fell in love with her, and asked if we would take her. We gladly did, and Patty's been living here. So she's a Hampshire, and over there is Hazel, who just took a big stretch. So during the day, pigs get up early in the morning, and we feed them their apples and oranges and melons and grapes and vegetables and then pig pellets. And then they like to kind of hang out during the day, sunbathe. Then they like to come into their barn whenever they want to, just to take a nap, as Patty's done. And then she'll get up in a couple of hours, probably about 5 or 6 o'clock, graze a little bit. If it was real hot, she likes to take mud baths. So one thing pigs love is to have their belly rubbed.
Oh, she's a sweetie pie. Oh, she's a sweetie pie. How much do we love her?
Pigs have very, very powerful noses. Not only do they have a really good sense of smelling, but this ridge right up here makes them very effective digging tool. So they like to root around in the dirt. You know, that sensation of kind of rooting their nose into cold, wet mud. Look at that. They have kind of a prehensile lip, too, if we pull their little bottom lip out. Let's see. Ooh.
We asked Mrs. Sterla how the animal residents express their emotions to each other and the caregivers.
When I see the relationship they have with us, there's some animals that I'm closer to, that I know better than others, and they know me better than some of the other animal caretakers. So there's a closeness that, you know, I have with individuals. If you see the bonding they have with one another, either their own species or a separate species. There was one day when we were filming our documentary, and Joe, who's since passed on, is an old Jersey cow, and he was sitting down. And then Lulu, an old sow, walked by him. And since Joe was sitting down, the big steer, and Lulu, the big sow, walked by him, they were eye to eye. And Lulu just stopped right in front of Joe. Joe just stood there for a moment, then he leaned in and started licking Lulu's ear for about a minute. And then he stopped, pulled back, because Lulu had her eyes closed. She was in seventh heaven with that. She waited to make sure Joe definitely wasn't going to start that activity up again, and then she just walked on. So that's kind of the communication between different species.
Animal Place regularly conducts workshops and programs for children and adults that advance the ideals of compassionate living, love for all beings, and veganism.
We do a lot of outreach. We produced a documentary, The Emotional World of Farmed Animals, that we had aired on PBS. We have a teacher's guide that we distribute free to teachers throughout the country. And on-site, which is really where our most powerful programs occur, we have farm tours for the public. So they come and not only meet the animals, they hear the stories from where they came, they learn about factory farming practices, and we certainly actively promote veganism. And we also have veggie cooking classes here, and we have sponsored for 6 years the veggie cook-off event. So our programs are quite broad.
Some of Animal Place's other laudable projects include Food for Thought, adopting an animal-friendly menu. This initiative asks animal welfare organizations and societies around the United States to to consider serving only vegan or vegetarian food at their events, such as fundraisers. The ABC, or About Building Compassion program, seeks to promote the idea of kindness to farmed animals in schools. Another way in which Animal Place reaches out to the community is by offering a diverse array of books, pamphlets, and fact sheets that can be downloaded or ordered online from their website. These materials raise public awareness about topics such as factory farming, how to switch to a vegan diet, and animal welfare. We are sincerely grateful for the work of Animal Place and other sanctuaries where homeless and rescued animals can live safely and securely for the rest of their lives. Kim Sterla, Dr. Nadine Bouyouk-Messi, and other staff members of Animal Place deserve our applause for their compassion for our fellow beings and for giving its residents a chance to start a beautiful new chapter in life. Friendly viewers, it has been a pleasure having you with us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Please join us again tomorrow for part two of Animal Place, a loving refuge for farmed animals, and more of our interview with Ms. Kim Sterla. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all beings on our planet be loved and cared for.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW.